Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
630 Chad and the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club present the show that is everything Oilers. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer.
Brought to you by Digitex. Service for all brands of print equipment in your office?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
And welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott joining you. The Tuesday edition of Oilers Now brought to you by Digitex. Digitex.ca, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology and software. It's 106 in Edmonton. Ongoing provincial political coverage coming up throughout the course of the afternoon, including major announcements on the provincial cabinet front. Stay tuned on 630 Ched for that. You can continue to text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted with Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street and 111th Avenue, open Monday to Saturday. Momentarily, we'll re-engage Mr. Spector, Mark Spector, on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline at same number, 780-496-0063. The River Cree Resort Casino, excitement, bet on it. Mark Spector's appearances on Oilers Now are brought to you by the Horses in Horse Racing Alberta. Catch the Alberta Breeders' Fall Cup October 2nd at Century Mile. It features seven races for Alberta-bred horses only, plus live thoroughbred racing Friday and Saturday. Just before we go to Mark, KDK Texas says, Bob, if Arizona and Florida have operated for as many years as they have, Quebec City can definitely support an NHL team. The TV revenue would be recouped through the Canadian national and regional broadcast agreements, as well as the merchandise revenue due to a large increase in fans willing to spend money on their team. Large markets are great if they care. If they don't, there's a real opportunity for some others. And formerly living in the South and working in the sports industry, I can state all of the above with confidence. So he's basically saying those markets in Arizona and Florida don't care. And, I mean, we've been there when there's been nobody. In Arizona, it's as loud for Oilers goals as it is for Coyotes goals. And this text comes in from Cactus Jack on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Bob, I think the Spector Stauffer segment on Oilers Now should be renamed Asses Full of Wind, paying homage to Mark's mother-in-law. All right, Spec, there you go. Asses Full of Wind, some have said it. By the way, I did some quick math. Now, I haven't been able to 100%. Did we ever get the final totals from the NHL and ESPN in terms of what ESPN's yearly spend is on their new deal?
Oh, don't ask me, Bob. I look that stuff up. I don't clutter my mind with it like you usually do.
Yeah, $400 million is what The Athletic reported when the ESPN deal was announced. $400 million a year. TNT in at about $225 million on a seven-year deal. So that's $625 million. Of course, your company's spec is in for north of $425 million per year. Okay.
Yeah, $5.2 billion.
Yes, and my theory on this, Mark, has always been the seven Canadian teams should get that $425 million. And then the 25 American teams can share the $625 million. That's how I think it should work.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, if you brought that up to the Board of Governors, you'd get upnumbered 25 to 7, Bob.
Funny how that works, eh? So, Quebec City, we're in disagreement there. I think it could work. Again, and I don't love, I think Rene Levesque had a good idea. Except I think we should vote on them instead of them voting whether or not they stay. Just, it should be like Survivor. I'm having fun with you. Bob, tell Mark he is nuts if he thinks you can't make money in the Quebec City market. The region population is 800K, and it serves Lac Saint-Jean. There you go. There's your community college. I dropped. What about you, Spec? Did you drop French when you were at university? Because I did like three times.
Yeah, I never took French at university. No, I did not.
For some inexplicable reason, my daughter, who started university this year, she's taken Polish. I haven't quite figured that one out.
Wow, that's cool. Both my kids went through French immersion all the way, kindergarten to 12, and they can both speak French.
Yeah,
I muddle along, and that's about it, my friend.
It was weird. Like, she got, she was in the 90s last year in grade 12, and they told her they wouldn't let her do entry-level French. Because of what she'd been, I don't get that. Who knows with the university these days? I don't know how that works. Anyhow, back to the texter from Rolly in E-Town. Tell Mark he's nuts if he thinks you can't make money in Quebec City. Rolly says 800K for the region population that serves Lac-Saint-Jean and other areas to the north, similar to Edmonton, a second team in the province with twice Alberta's population. They still sell Nordiques merchandise more so than many U.S. markets. TV, of course, they'd make money. That one comes to us from Rolly in E-Town. So what do you think? And again, text us at 780-496-0063. Bob, Saskatoon deserves a team more than Quebec City. Look how successful the Riders are and how many Hall of Famers are from Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan's population is 1.17 million for the entire province. And I think football is different from hockey, and I'll tell you why. Because I think you can drive in, what, eight, nine times a year for football from all around the province. It's a little bit different when I think Quebec City would have there's just simply more people. There's 8.4 million people in Quebec. There's only 1.17 million in the province of Saskatchewan. So.
And there's only 275,000 in Saskatoon. So, listen, any one of these formulas we're talking about here is about whether you can, to make money in the National Hockey League, you got to be able to sell all your boxes. It's not about filling the nosebleeds with guys who pay $80 a ticket, right? Most, we can do that. Everybody can do that. That's not where the money comes from. The money comes from guys spending, whatever, $500,000 to rent a box for 3 years or whatever those numbers are. It comes from guys buying loge tables at 30 G's a year or whatever they cost. I don't even know. But my point is there needs to be enough big money in your town to pay all those huge bills, right? And sure, you can fill in the other 8,000 seats with guys buying it seat by seat and sitting in the nosebleed. That's fine. But that's where I would question a place like Saskatoon. Is there enough big money in that market, right, to sell 32 boxes? I'm not sure there is.
Glenn is bringing it today. Not only would the Quebecois support another franchise, the ownership could be handled by the Kielberger brothers. They're great at getting sponsorship money. Maybe the team office could be located in Papineau. Margaret Trudeau could be the president. Cheers from Glenn. I'm serious.
Those games.
I'm serious about this. I'm 100% believe Quebec City could support a team. And so you and me have a disagreement on this. The passion they have for the game. Like, we've discussed this, and we've discussed the numbers before. There was a period in which players out of CJEP in football were overrated, and the then Edmonton Eskimos drafted a bunch of those guys, and players out of the Quebec League were underrated, where they were seen, it's a softer league, which was complete, and there was eventually a market correction, just like now. I mean, you have a WHL spec with 22 teams for about 9 million people, and the Quebec League's got 18 million for 8.4 million people, right? And so logic dictates, if you do the numbers, well, maybe the strength of the Western League, like when the Western League only had 12 and 14 teams, it used to win the Memorial Cup 2 out of 3 years.
Sure.
But it expanded to 22 teams and stopped having great success at the Memorial Cup to the point that I think the last 3 or 4 Memorial Cups, the Western League hasn't beat a team from the other league. The last good team that went to the Memorial Cup out of the West was the Kelowna Rockets with Drysdale and Morrissey back in 2015. So, this is, to me, it's numbers. It would work in Quebec City. The passion is deep. Those battles of Quebec, Mark, that was my second favorite rivalry behind the Battle of Alberta. Like when Montreal used to play Quebec City and you had the Stashneys.
Oh, yeah,
hockey was unreal.
Yeah, very passionate, very emotional. It was fabulous hockey. Lots of fights, some really good players. But you know, it's just a different world now. You're never gonna. I mean, that hockey's gone. It's not coming back. So I guess we can end on this. As soon as I see some people in Quebec starting to rally the NHL, as soon as someone's meeting with Gary Bettman, as soon as people are trying to get audiences in front of the Board of Governors, then I'm going to say there's a rich guy who did the economics and he thinks it can work. And I'm going to believe him because it's probably going to be a Quebec-based owner and they're going to know the lay of the land out there and they'll have done their homework. You and I can speculate and that's great, makes radio. But until that guy and his accountant from Quebec City stand up and say, we can do this, I'm not going to see it getting done, and I don't see that guy standing up right now, Bob.
Cactus Jack adds, Bob, Houston or Kansas City long ahead of Quebec City, and that is, Spec, what we do believe as well.
Sure, and there you go. Those are two big TV markets with way less hockey fans, but way more big money. So that's where we go with our league. It is a business, my friend.
Shane in Saskatoon says, Bob, FYI, Saskatoon population about 325,000 now. We don't need a team, though, says Shane. We have the Oilers. Go Oilers. There you go, Shane. Well done. Way to bring it. Stauffer and Spector on Oilers now. Spec, we've got 45 minutes. You talked about three sort of storylines during the course of the season, right? So you brought up Duncan Keith, you brought up Zach Hyman, you brought up Cassian. I think Cassian will be better this year. I think he's, it wouldn't surprise me if he got, you know, 10 to 15 goals during the course of the season. Hyman's going to be a good ad, and I think that Keith's got some screw you in his game. But when I come back, I'm going to ask you, all right, how many positions in training camp are they actually going to be battling for? Because you might have a surprising answer when we return. 116 in Edmonton, this is Oilers Now.
Hi, this is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Thanks, Ryan. Welcome back, everybody. 118 in Edmonton. RNH, a couple weeks ago at the Canadian Derby, had his horse win the race. Spec's written like a column. Mark Spector for the Horses and Horse Racing Alberta. What's the name of Nugent's horse again, Spec?
Infinite Patience.
Well, now you know what it's been like working with you on and off for about the last 18 seasons. There you go. Mark, just be patient for a second. We're going to get into the Oilers Now injury report brought to you by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers, the heavy hitters of injury injury law. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com. Trent Brown, of course, a all-star member of the then-named Edmonton Eskimos. It was good to bump into Jay Hamilton, who played at the U of A, like Trent, and also was a member of the Eskimos back in the mid to late 1990s, an excellent running back in what was then known as the CIA. You also saw Kevin Martin, whose contributions to curling have been significant over the years. Jason Chimera was there. Don Spring, a guy that I think one of the now 14 former Alberta Golden Bears that went on to play in the National Hockey League. Don Spring would play with the Winnipeg Jets. Saw him yesterday out of Blackhawk at the Special Olympics Golf Tournament. With our injury update report, here's Brendan Escott.
Flyers forward Kevin Hayes had abdominal surgery yesterday and is expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks now. So, of course, all of training camp and then about the first month of the season.
All right. There you have it. Of course, Dmitry Samarukov out 6 weeks, broken jaw on Saturday night's prospects game against the Flames. Rookie got run over by Walker Duehr, stepped up on him, and Duehr had some momentum going and clattered into him. So he will be out a while. All right, Mark, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
How many battles, legitimate battles, are there in training camp?
Well, not many when you sign your team up the way Ken Holland has, right?
Yep.
You know, let's define battles. Like, I've got on right wing, I'm going to put Puljujarvi on the top line. Then I've got Yamamoto, Cassian, and Archibald, and I'm not sure which one of them.
So there's no battle there. You got your four right wings. They're on the team.
They're on the team. They're battling for where they play, but they're on the team, Bob. You're exactly right. Your centermen are set. McDavid, Draisaitl, Derek Ryan, and McLeod.
So no battles there. You got your 4C.
I got 4C, and you got Hyman and RNH and Fogle.
Yeah.
And so I guess in the forward ranks, I got a battle at fourth line left wing.
Bingo.
And the extras between Devin Shore is making the team.
Yep.
Devin Shore is making the team. Didn't they sign him to a 2-year deal?
Yes, they did.
So, okay, so take him out. Call him the fourth line left wing just for fun. So now we're looking at the 13th forward between Tyler Benson and Perlini.
Yep. We have a battle. Mark, we have one battle in training camp. That's it. We know who the seven defensemen are going to be. We know who the two goaltenders are going to be. Sorry, we do. That's just the reality of the situation between, like, you know?
I think so. You got Benson, Perlini, Turris, and Seager. How many forwards are they going to keep? 14?
Maybe, depending upon how, and we're going to get Hart Levine on from Puckpedia here to explain the numbers. He's going to come on the show Thursday. Tomorrow, by the way, we're going to have Ken Holland on the show after he does his media availability, start a training camp thing at 9 in the morning. Ken's going to join us around 12:35, I think, tomorrow.
Hart, you got to have 14 forwards, Bob, right?
They can go 14-7-2, or they can go 13-7-3, or they can go 13-7-2, or maybe 13-8-2. Those are their options.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? I'm going to say a traditional setup is a 14-7-2.
Yeah.
So you've got Benson, Perlini, Turris, and I'll throw Sevier in there. He's a last place guy because he's on a PTO. They're fighting for two spots, so four guys. Benson, Perlini. Turris, if he shows anything, he's going to stay because he's making money.
I got news for you, Spec. I'm keeping Benson on the team. He's got to clear waivers. I think he gets claimed. I think a team like Arizona or maybe Buffalo would look at Benson, look at those numbers over the last 3 years and say, we just got to give that. Like, if you're the Oilers,
I think you got to
have Benson here for the first 3 months of the year so you know what you got.
Okay, and you put Perlini in the minors and Sevier goes just wherever he goes. Let's see what happens.
Yep.
On the blue line, it's Nurse and Barry, it's Keith and CeCe, it's Bouchard, third pairing right side for sure. And then for the third guy on the left side, Bouchard's tandem guy, partner.
Yep.
You got Cuckoo, you got Russell, and I'll throw Broberg's name in there. So one of those guys is going to be on the ice on opening night, one of them's going to be in the press box, and one of them's going to be somewhere else.
Broberg's going to be in the minors.
Probably.
Within a couple days after the official roster. I mean, maybe, and again, it's the way you finagle the numbers, maybe you justify having Broberg on the active day roster at the start because you want to deploy the cap space for Klefbom.
Yeah. And someone gets hurt during camp. There's eight defensemen there. Someone might get hurt during camp. Bob, Broberg might have spot on that in that lineup.
I think Lagesson would have a. I know what I saw out of Broberg on Saturday, and he's got some special talent. But he puts himself in some tough spots on the ice. He's going to need some time in the farm.
Okay, and is the league and the PA going to come out and announce that they're going to have a special 24th spot on the roster for a third goalie?
They should do that.
I think teams really liked that last year in terms of off days, right? Your stars, you could have two goalies at practice and your starter could get some rest. I think people really like that around the league.
Yeah.
But it's another full-time job. So let's say it's Stalock and he's in that number three position. Are you paying him NHL money? Well, he's up.
Well, he's on a one-way deal. You have no choice.
Well, he's on a one-way deal, but let's say you brought up a guy in a two-way to fill that spot. Do you have to pay him NHL money?
Does he
accrue NHL time? This becomes a CBA thing, Bob, is what I'm trying to get.
We talked about this 2 months ago. Has this become more of an issue? Are you hearing something in the last week on this?
Well, I've just heard that the league is being lobbied by some GMs to do this, but it's not something you just snap your fingers and do.
Well,
right? Again, it's an amendment of the CBA. Obviously, the NHLPA would love it. It's another job, but times 32.
Yeah.
But it's an amendment of the CBA. It doesn't happen overnight.
The two teams that should be lobbying the hardest are Edmonton and Calgary. You know why?
How come?
Because their farm teams are in the U.S. Vancouver, where's Vancouver's farm team now? Is it not in BC?
Yeah, they've moved into Abbotsford.
Right, and Winnipeg's in, obviously, they got the Manitoba Moose. All three Ontario, the Canadians are in Laval, and then the Leafs are in Toronto, and...
Where's Ottawa?
Spec, you know this guy. You know who the mayor of Belleville is?
That's it, Belleville. No, who's the mayor of Belleville?
Mitch Panchuk. He used to work on our Golden Bears basketball broadcast with John Sexsmith and me. You must have remembered Mitch. He was at the university.
Yeah. He's a mayor of Belleville. I like that.
I've asked him, how in the heck did you pull that off? But no, Mitch was always a very, he was into politics. So he went to go, actually, I think he went to go work for Boston Pizza. And a couple of years later went into city council and ended up becoming the mayor. So he's actually the point guy on Belleville's deal with Ottawa. Small world,
there
eh?
You go.
So there you go.
Anyhow,
so Edmonton and Calgary should be pushing the hardest for having that because they've got the most problematic scenario in terms of getting go. Now, that said, now if you're vaccinated, as long as you have the negative test when you, as long as if you're vaccinated and have a negative test when you come back into Canada, you're good to go. Like Yamamoto was on the ice yesterday, he got in Edmonton on Sunday.
Yeah, no, you can. It's much easier now. The travel is always going to be a pain getting from Bakersfield to Edmonton. But certainly the COVID situation, by the time we get going here, that's not going to add any extra time to the trip. So it's more, I think it's for hockey people, it became more of a chance to rest your starting goalie.
Sure.
And people, the coaches love it. But again, it's not. It's a much bigger than that. It becomes a CBA issue, and that's why I don't see it happening for the start of this season, Bob.
Mark, great stuff. Can you join us on Friday?
Absolutely. Friday, we'll be immersed in day three of camp. I'm quite looking forward to tomorrow. We get Ken Holland. We get a few players, and let's get after it, Bobby.
Mark, we'll see you down there tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Rise and shine, big boy.
All right.
That is Mark Spector, Sportsnet spec for the horses and horse racing Alberta. Catch the Alberta Breeders' Fall Classic. It'll take place October 2nd at Century Mile. It features seven races for Alberta bred horses only, plus live thoroughbred racing each Friday and Saturday, post time 6:15. There is an old saying in the car business, cars cost less than Wetaskiwin. Brent Ridge Ford in Wetaskiwin, committed to providing unequaled automotive excellence, resulting in completely satisfied lifetime customers. If you currently have a vehicle that you're not using enough, payments or interest rate that are too high, or a vehicle you may want to sell, refinance, or trade in for something different, go visit Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang at Brent Ridge Ford, or call them 1-877-477-3673, or visit brentridge.com. He has to have been the most popular politician in the province of Quebec that's ever been on Oilers Now. George LaRocque, coming up after a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.